All right, man, we'll go do this before the crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM, oh, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics to me.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
All right, man, welcome to Chicago Crack House. It's real great.
This is Miss Worldwide, Dolly.
Parking lot.
You know who the fuck this is?
Biffo.
Right?
Biffo. Right?
The That's man
right.
of the hour, too sweet to be sour. What you see is what you get. And what you don't is better yet. I'm the D-Gen's pick, Morrow's regret. And if you tried to get a Timmy box this week, you made a bad bet. I swear to God, dude, this company always fucking us, dude.
Wait, all the time.
Wait,
hold on. Did one of the D-Gens actually get one? Was it Anton?
A few of the guys one? Did, okay. But the problem is they all got fucking...
Oh, man, that's
not... For real.
They all got fucked.
Hey, man, I just got through scarfing down some fucking baby shit.
Yeah,
so.
That shit looks good, though.
They did.
Good.
The baby shit smell good, that's for sure.
Dude, you know, I didn't even notice how many ballers we got in the DJ. I just see all this shit, $600, $600, $600, like it's no thing.
I honestly would have bought one, but the problem was it happened, it dropped while I was at work, so there's no way I could fucking get in.
Dude, yeah. So if you guys don't know, man, the mythic Timmy boxes, man, the
40,000
let's call up Rudy and tell him I want to fucking kill you because I didn't get a mythic Timmy box.
Yep.
You know, let's bring that up first, man. So what do you think about people going after Rudy because they didn't get a fucking box?
Well, hold on. We can't go after Rudy without telling him exactly why Rudy's being killed or being death threatened.
Being like killed?
You're kind of going over the fact of why.
Rudy came out with a video. And he put up the numbers. The numbers were wrong. He retracted the video, came out with another one with an apology.
Okay.
Put up the real numbers.
But this was after the death threat.
No, this is
still before.
Yes, before.
Oh, okay.
Now they're all after his ass because, well, they think that he bought, you know, he has like 7,000 fucking Timmy bots. And he's the one that's buying all these boxes, man. You know, There's only supposedly how many fucking
12,000.
So because Earl Grey pleases to tell you, the Timmy Mythic Edition boxes, Timmy Edition, what we call them, came out for War of the Spark. They had Maya Sculptor, Karn, had all the good shit.
Well, these motherfuckers already listen. They already know, man.
They don't fucking know. Well,
the problem is
dumb.
There's only 12,000 of those made, right?
Yes. Supposedly.
So within the first 5 minutes,
no, first 10 seconds,
5, 20, all 12,000 were sold out.
And within,
yeah,
within 30 minutes, there was something like 30,000 or 40,000
43,000.
Sold.
43,000.
So what Watsy does is, oh, you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to cancel that first 12,000 orders.
Okay.
And refund everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give the next 12,000 people on that list boxes.
Oh, I thought they canceled everything but the first 12.
No.
No, they canceled the first 12.
Oh, from what I heard is after that big massacre, they canceled the orders, took the post down, reposted it. The same thing happened, but this time they were able to determine how many weren't actual bots. So they kept those, took it down again, but kept the ones that they know are sold to regular people, not us, but us regular people, and then put up a third listing that had not 12,000, but had a different number that also got hit really hard.
Let's take this back. Way back. Okay. So the last time this shit happened and they came out these mythic Timmy boxes.
Yep. Ravnica, right? No.
Yeah.
Yes. Was it Ravnica?
Ravnica. Oh, yeah.
So
the
Watsy decided to take down their website.
To return.
Hasbro
return.
Put up around $2 million to revamp the fucking website to so they can do the traffic.
Okay.
And sustain the traffic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't help.
Well, why didn't Watsy use that $2 million fucking website? They went with eBay instead.
Yep.
Because they don't feel like paying shipping.
True.
They don't have to handle the shipping. eBay would then handle it.
That's true.
It's not just that.
eBay doesn't pay the shipping, does it?
No. Well, they don't pay for it. They charge, you know, customers as usual. Uh-huh. But eBay is in possession of the boxes. And they're responsible for shipping. Less problems
hold on.
Watsy to deal with.
eBay was in charge.
Yes.
eBay has the boxes as we speak.
That was the last thing I was reading, was eBay had the boxes.
Wow.
Because eBay was handling the shipping.
But isn't that what Amazon would do too, right? They would do the distribution. Mm.
A lot of the times they would.
Oh, okay.
If I was Watsy, dude, I would have went with Amazon. They already had a fucking partnership with Amazon to begin with. And we know Amazon can hold the fucking
traffic.
The traffic.
Hell yeah, they can. That's really weird. I wonder if eBay kind of went into
I think the difference between eBay and Amazon is Amazon doesn't differentiate accounts. So as soon as the 12,000 got sold, that'd have been it. Those 12,000 could have been Rudy bots, and then it never would have been able to tell. So Rudy could have picked up 12,000.
When he released his first video, it was literally like 10 minutes after the fucking shit was already done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm
not even gonna fucking try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but they're still.
So this is
him.
Just a bunch of fucking little Rudy hating nerds.
It's just
like,
people
like,
hating
on Rudy. Kind of like you.
But no, I don't hate on him. I just, like I told you, he's controlled opposition, but I don't hate him.
People are just mad because they know that Rudy's one of the few people that would have the ability to be able to purchase a mass amount of these boxes, which would literally be able
to buy every single box.
He probably
had the money.
He probably could have bought.
There's a lot of people that can afford
and
that, not just
and
him.
He talked about how he has people
Rudy,
that are willing to do that.
Yeah, but Rudy's the one that
put up there.
He isn't flaunted, but he's the one that will go out his way, be like, yeah, I bought half of it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he would be the guy. No one else would. They'd be like, yeah, I got my limited two per person or two per account one.
Oh, unless you're Wedge like last time, man. He got six.
Of course he got.
Because you remember, he has it for that fucking Children's Miracle Network giveaway that's coming up.
Yeah.
With that uncut sheet.
Yeah.
That we're still waiting on.
It's been like a year.
Yeah.
He ain't never going to do it.
Yeah, man.
It's because he sold it, all right?
Yeah,
definitely.
He's not going to sell it. It's hanging on his fucking wall.
Bro, he sold
it. He's smart.
He sold it. He just got like a fucking fake-ass print copy and has it on his wall. How do you think he afforded that trip to England, bro? How long was he gone?
I mean, that's what I can tell you, bro. Those
63 racks, man. You know, yeah. It can go a long way depending on, you know, him and...
No,
because
did not go
some
far
dirty ass motherfucker actually gave him more money this last week.
I know they did. I know they did, but my point is
we checked his shit.
Of course.
Dirty motherfucker literally gave that motherfucker another $40.
Hey, we don't got to call Gio a dirty motherfucker, all right?
Hey, Gio, come on.
The disrespect, bro. Just call him by his first name, Gio, all right?
Not dirty?
Just kidding. Yeah, don't call him dirty.
Dirty G.
Oh, man, dude. But just kidding, Gio.
My back hurts, though. All right, so where were we at before talking trash about Gio?
So
we'll talk about these.
So eBay. I don't know the exact information on who has the boxes, but pretty much eBay site crashed because it's a piece of shit.
We know that the DJs on Friday
were
lined up in a row, man. I mean, they're like, it's almost time, man.
Yeah.
It's almost time.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, everybody in chat was fucking going hot.
Of course, because they were ready.
And when it went live.
It'd been like, it's like Comic-Con tickets.
Everyone's all, I got my boxes ordered.
Yep.
I got my boxes ordered.
Mm-hmm. They got the emails.
Got the confirmation that they got it. Mm-hmm. Then, an hour later, they started getting the, I'm sorry.
Yes, we seem to
have. We sold you this shit, but we're not going to fucking fulfill that order.
Here's
your money back. Now, some of these guys didn't get full refunds.
True.
Some of them have been left holding the bag. 10% of that money is being held either by PayPal or by fucking...
it's by eBay.
eBay as a restocking fee.
Dirty.
For a fucking thing that they didn't even have to begin with.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to charge you 10% for this restocking fee. However, I actually didn't have the product to restock. But if I did, I'd have to do it, so I charge you for it.
It's called the hustle, dog.
The problem is...
All hustle, no loyalty, no respect.
The problem is eBay's website's literally a load of shit.
You know, a lot of people are going to fucking... And you know, people are going like, man, you know what? Fuck this, man. I'm done with magic.
No. It's even better. You got to look at this. We're glass half full kind of guys, bro. What it is
bitch, we play magic.
No, okay, Bitfo's at glass half full.
There is no
what
glass.
They're doing is they're pissing people off and they're just creating more degens to fight.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. I see the numbers. Our podcast is rising.
Send them out.
Come here, Operation Golgari in full effect.
Honestly, after I was reading up on all this shit, and I was thinking, I was like, you know what? They did this before. That shit when they fucking released the box topper set.
Yeah.
Remember? The same shit happened. They released a product, and for some reason people couldn't get the product, this and that, or whatever. So they did what? They were like, here you go, bro. Here's a sneak peek. So what if it's the same shit? They're just running out of ideas to promote their products. Like, you know what? I'm sorry, Biffo. I'm sorry, Parklot. I'm sorry, Earl Grey, that I couldn't sell you these boxes. Instead, check out this promo that I'm giving to you and only you three and possibly a few other several thousand
thanks, Tony.
Of great cars that are coming out in a new product that we haven't even announced yet.
Oh, no, you mean that Event Horizons product?
You think it's all like, yo.
Yeah, the Event Horizon. You know, it's there.
Uh-huh.
It's supposedly coming, but we don't know what it is.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So all you guys that got emails are going to get the first little taste of it.
Yeah, you'll probably get something. Or
it's going to be Horizon Canopy.
Probably. or if Watsy is as like fucked up and is like as, you know, douchebags I think they are, they're just going to award people like, oh, do you have an MT Arena account? If you do,
well, there was talks. Yeah. There was talks. Let's talk about that. Some of these guys are like, I was reading the fucking Twitter feeds, dude. Twitter is fucking going off.
Of course, Twitter's going off.
They're like, oh, well, let's keep it civil. What do you think Watsy's going to give us?
Oh, they're already expecting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One guy's all, well, I hope I get Arena fucking coats.
Why? Why out of everything that you could get from Watsy, you want in a fucking Arena coat? Here's your three packs, bitch. I'm so glad that I refunded you 10% of your $600.
Oh, it's real easy.
Here's your three fucking packs.
They can give
bitch.
Them that 50, you know the 50 pack
no,
coats.
No. Here's three fucking packs. You know what? Just for you, bro. Sleeves, bitch. That's it. There you go. That's where your 10% went, bitch. Sleeves, my nigga. I'm out to bitch. There you go. Watsy. Out,
pure value, bro. Hey, what's it called? what? Now that's infinite value.
When, because Watsy's making the money, And they don't got to give out anything.
Yeah. Nothing. Here's some fake cards, bitch.
here's some fake shit.
Here's some fake sleeves to protect them.
There you go. Exactly. There you go. Thank you for your patronage. I'm sorry your shit didn't work out.
They're talking about, well, they're gonna send box toppers for the Horizon set. I'm like,
so there you go.
Okay, that's cool. I can see that happening.
Cool. Here's Sarah Avatar Planeswalker, bitch.
And here's that Cabal therapy. Yeah,
No. Just the Avatar.
Everyone gets the Planeswalker.
Everyone's the same one. Just the fucking Planeswalker.
No value.
But they were talking like, oh, well, they can send us the box toppers separately. I'm like, no. If they're going to do it, they'll break it down and give you one box topper.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. They ain't going to give you.
You're not going to get all 10.
Also, with.
Because you know why? That's not fucking value.
Yep. No, you know,
that is not even value.
No, you know what's value? I just want to point out that we talked about this before. Saffron Olive had posted something on Twitter saying what these Timmy bought. Let me finish.
Rocky and then you Road can, motherfucker.
Bitch up. I'll let you rant afterward, damn it. Because trust me, we're already to rant. Yeah,
I know.
Trust me.
Let him go. It's worth.
Saffron Olive said, Mr. My Sculptor from Timmy Box Topper would be $120. The most expensive one, $120.
Nigga don't know shit.
I guarantee I saw price already. Nahiri, he said, was $6. She was sitting, I think, at like the lowest, was $72.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not going to be that fucking cheap.
Whoa. No. Mr. Seth, better known as Saffron Olive from MTG Goldfish, said with a passion, with promise, that these wouldn't be worth that
much. Nigga lies all the time. No. How many times that motherfucker goes through his shit, his spiel, and goes, oh, man, he's just like fucking your boy, the fucking golden pig motherfucking...
How dare you?
Commander Quarters.
How dare you? Compare them to.
They both got budget leagues.
This is Mr. Saffron motherfucking Olive, bro.
Hey, this is Anthony, better known as Saffron Olive.
Oh, man, that's Dev.
That's Dev, bro. Come on,
better put some respect to the name, bitch.
Hey, you know what? I can't even acknowledge you, fucking loser. Wait till you call me when you got a silver play button. I don't even fucking know you. Choke on a full plate of dicks.
I look at it. We knew the prices were going to be fucking fake. Okay.
Yeah, just throw a number on it.
$120 for fucking...
a foil.
A chaser. Okay. A foil. When the normals are a bill.
Billy.
Okay.
That's what he's just going off of, right?
Yep.
Pretty much.
I don't know what the fuck he's going off of, because I think...
He's not going off of fucking...
I think the foil, like, even like M20 now, like, those ones are like $150, $160. They're only the cheapest because they have shitty foiling. Mm-hmm. Or else if they had the decent foil, like Mythic, or the Mythic, the Timmy ones have now, it'd probably be like $2-3, because I think what the original was six.
Six?
Oh, that is still that high?
Yeah. Yeah. Because so, there's not that many world weight foil Jaces out there.
Yeah, so like M20 is your only chance to get a foil, so it might actually be sitting at two now, but that's the lowest foil one because of how shitty the foiling is. These foilings for these ones are actually really good quality, and the fact that it's full art, now they're full art now, and it's a badass picture.
You whistled for what?
So War of the Spark Jaces are $500.
Oh, see, there you go.
There you go.
No, they're not. Saffron Olive. No, Saffron Olive.
Hey,
$120.
That neckbeard said $120.
TCG low.
He said $120. Those
are the most value right there, man. $120. So for all you motherfuckers out there that get these Timmy boxes and you want to sell me that Jace for $120, I'll gladly buy it. My buy price is $80.
You know what? I'll step it up. I'll buy your Jace the Mind Sculptor from the Timmy box for $150. Give you $30 profit, boy. $30.
That's value.
That's your value.
Hashtag
bro.
True value.
$125 for Masters 25. Unless it's a foil, then it's $220.
Jeez, that
was there you go. Like, see, the dude doesn't realize that you have to double the price usually for stuff like that.
Okay. No, I think it's like now it's like time and a half. Or I think like scales per rarity. I think Mythic's time and a half, or two.
Well, how much is Big Boy?
Original Big Boy, non-foil, $135.
Right.
Foil, $450.
No, is it $450 now?
So the War of the Spark.
So War of the Spark. Pr- promo bullshit is more than the original.
No, no, no. $120.
It's $120 bucks, man. Yeah. Because someone he posted on his site, man.
He did.
It's $120.
He did. He said they would go up in price.
Hey, just like back in the day, man. That is canon. That is canon. It is $120.
To be fair, his defense, he did.
So
say,
if you guys are on a budget league and you go, hey, I want to foil this deck out. Oh, I don't want to spend $600. No. It's only worth $120 because this motherfucker said it was $120.
But it's Saffron Olive. Like he's like
it's the,
he's
fucking Command Corps all over again.
Okay, relax.
Fucking hey, cocksuckers, okay, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Saffron Olive. He's a content creator. That's like Dev saying, "Oh, this is gonna be something," and everyone taking it to word. You'd have to really. It's just the market's gonna judge what it's really gonna be at. Just because Saffron
the Timmies are gonna make it even
more
expensive.
Yeah, but the Timmies are gonna fucking follow the cocksucker and they're gonna go, oh well he told me it was only worth $120. And the I sold my fucking car for $100. Well,
that's on him. The real motherfuckers
fucking cocksucker.
The real motherfuckers are gonna be like, nah, $500 bitch. And that's it. And little Timmy's gonna go like, wait a minute. Saffron told me $120.
Now,
who?
Here's the problem. We know that there's 12,000 of these boxes floating around, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How much is allocated to Channel Fireball for the fucking wall?
As far as I know, usually with these type of things, the 12,000 is the allocation for that sale. They say we're selling 12,000.
So, yeah, but you know what that means?
They sold 12,000.
So, yeah, we're limiting this to 12,000 print run.
Yeah,
only for this sale over here. But for Channel Fireball, we're going to put another 6,000 print run.
Yeah, so I think with this type of thing, they actually will sell the 12. They've actually sold the 12,000, but they're like, well, if we just sell 12,000, it's fine. But for those who can't pick
I'll
it up,
I'll say there's probably about 26,000 boxes of this shit floating around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
there has to be.
Yeah.
It's not as limited as they think they are.
No, it's still limited, but
I mean, yeah, 20, you know, that's still in the supposed, you know, 30 million fucking Magic players with 40% fucking women.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we're in that world right now. Yeah. Okay, good.
With that many boxes, you know, only 0.00003% Steiner math is only going to get one.
Actually, I don't even think Steiner math. I think that might actually be math. That might actually be right. The Steiner might actually have a point.
That's crazy how Channel Fireball just is like, yeah, we're going to get them anyway. Who gives a fuck? Yeah, you guys go fight each other over the 12 grand.
We're going to get them.
And then, when you guys are done fighting over each other, come hit me up.
Well, that's the reason why. It's like, cool. So the price has settled. You know, Jace is like $450, $500, and it scales all the way down
to the
cheapest.
You know what I'd like them to do?
And then
this
Channel
is
going to
segment into our second part here. What they should be doing is sending everybody that didn't get a box set a full promo of the Japanese Planeswalkers.
You're getting arena code.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't get you the box. It's worth $600. So here's
a whole different.
Yeah, here's Liliana. You got lucky enough to get Liliana, so you actually made money back.
Not a foil one.
No,
just
no.
a normal.
No,
normal
they were, no, they only foil. Made them foil. They're not normal.
The Japanese? No, they're not.
Could have sworn they're only foils. The whole point.
No. The Japanese are they normal too?
Yeah.
You can get them foil and non-foil.
So baby Lily's $1,000, dog.
And yeah, they're not going to give that away.
No, they're not giving that away.
But you know what?
You can get it normal,
value,
but I give
you're looking
it
at $340, man. Just fucking give it to the people, man.
No. They're gonna do what Tony says. They're gonna give fucking digital product.
You know what they can do? Just like the Hell Vault, they can give everybody fucking. I know they still have them. They still have printed copies of Mana Crypts, the original OG Mana Crypts. Fucking start handing some of those motherfuckers out.
No, they're gonna give you. We through this, man. I'm gonna say the same thing to you every time. No, they're gonna give fucking arena codes.
Alrighty.
They have everything. I guarantee you, Watsi still has like a fucking storage unit full of Forza wheels that they just collected from all the shops that people were throwing shit away.
Oh, all the motherfuckers that were throwing away because of Therese Nielsen's racist rants?
Yeah, exactly. No, not even before. Back in the day when Force Will was shit, when people threw that card away because who wants to lose a card and a life to Counterspell?
Counterspell?
Someone threw, it's like, all right, they have all the stores like, hey, look, so if you find any of your Force Wills in the trash can, actually any of these old cards, just ship them back to us and we'll give you like more product or something if you ship these back to us. And I guarantee you fucking stores did, and now they're just chilling there and they're like, when Therese Nielsen comes back into the moonlight, all of a sudden Force Will's gonna be like, $80 again. That's gonna be the market's gonna be flooded. Or like 50 then, just flooded. Or they're gonna be like, you know what? You come to this tournament and you VIP pre-register for this tournament.
Hey, what I know is she got some new fucking tokens coming out that look badass, dude.
Sweet, I have to buy some.
Speaking of which, so parking lot, what's going on with the Japanese boxes, man?
Japanese boxes are just, you know, fucking expensive. But, you know, $200, $200.
So, there was a gentleman. Let me pull up the... Go ahead while I pull this up.
Okay, so... well, I don't know. Where are you going with this one? Because the Japanese boxes, from what I saw, are, you know, like $200.
It's not bad.
You know, from Card Kingdom and other sites. Let's see. What? Let me bring up Card Kingdom.
Card Kingdom go suck a dick.
Let's take a look here.
So, our boy Potato Wedge over at the Man of Short, stop paying absurd prices or absurd amounts of money for Japanese War of the Spark booster boxes. Standard legal set. It's going to be printed for a while. That includes Japanese. Be a little patient, and you'll save a fortune.
Oh, I saw that shit.
And so, dude goes, I like saving money, Wedge.
Yeah. Oh, calling him saving money, Wedge.
Captain saving money. But then dude goes, I paid $200 for a Japanese booster from Card Kingdom, which is one of his fucking sponsors. How's that saving money?
What you mean, bro? 63 racks, man. Like, he got that's free money. Everything he bought was free.
What does he mean by, like, weight? Like, I mean, weight on the, like, what? Because they're, like, kind of going high right now. It's pre-release time.
Everything's fucking high during pre-release.
No, bro. What he's saying is like, all right, I know y'all are stupid as fuck. So why don't you guys wait? Why don't you guys wait? Because it just came out. Just wait for the prices to settle. I'll buy everything right now, and then when there's not enough to go around, I'll sell you for a little discount what they're gonna be worth, you know, down the line, because they're gonna double in price probably in a month, and then when you can afford these. I'll cut you a deal, like maybe 10%, which still
he doesn't want you motherfuckers to buy anything now, because why? His boys and some of the other people are probably buying the shit out.
Yeah,
exactly. And then they're going to sell it for how much it's going to project it be worth, because it's going to hit that point. It's going to hit that much at some point.
Yeah.
And then they're going to just make bank.
How much do you think the booster boxes are overpriced right now? How much do you think they should be, and how much are they selling?
Just the booster edition, boxes, regular board.
$200, right? The boxes should be $85 normal. That's what we get them down south.
I thought they were like one something.
They're 116.
Oh, no, you're talking about that. Yeah. So you said they should be 116.
They should be 100.
Remember, we don't have an MSRP anymore. Yeah. So they can charge whatever they want.
True.
But no matter where you go, if you go down south to a lot of the card shops down there, they usually range anywhere from $85 to $95 a box.
Okay. Yep. So you just...
That's for Japanese, that's for Russian, that's for German. You know, there again, the German ones are a fucking lower print run.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So he's just talking out his ass then.
Pretty much.
So, okay. All right, parking lot, so...
Well, eBay's got them anywhere for Japanese. I'm finding them from 160 to 220.
I like how you're still using eBay after the clusterfuck of that. Yeah. eBay sucks. By the way, you can buy this box on eBay.
Card Kingdom is sold out at $199.
Of course, Card Kingdom sold out.
Which, you know, because, you know, more reliable place to buy, because you know you'll get your shit
everybody
when you want
it. Everybody's sponsored by Card Kingdom.
Yeah.
No. Professor.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you know why they're sold out? Because they have some boxes for themselves just chilling in a storage unit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because how many boxes do they crack open?
Yeah, I know.
And got, because what? How many Planeswalkers do you get in the box parking lot?
Oh, yeah. So there's up max of like 20, which is really cool, of the rares or mythic ones, because there's an issue going on with organization because of the way they have this all set up. So there's four types of boxes you can open. Planeswalkers en masse, finales en masse, gods en masse, or the average split box, where it's like two,
yeah,
and two. And
too bad, near, too normal, too great.
Yeah, exactly. So, on average, and the mythics, guys, when you want to just cheat your system and do all that, just choose your cards, open the packs on the right side, because every box opening video that I've seen so far, all the mythics are on the right pile.
And
nowhere else.
And our LGS actually mixes the packs up, so you can't map.
Yeah, because they get smart like that.
Yeah.
Some places are smart and will actually do that. But if you get a free, somebody opens a brand new box, buy all the packs on the right pile. You'll find the mythics
now,
there.
See, our just is smart. They know. They'll now know that it's all on the right side. So what they do is they'll separate because they have the deal.
Well,
buy 3 for $10. So they always have one. So each layer will have one of the good guaranteed packs.
You
got to
remember,
to
Tony,
bring them in.
When they started getting in the Weiss Schwartz,
no.
I told them how to fucking.
Yeah, I remember. I remember what you did.
We opened up so much of that product. We knew where the SPs, the SS. R's and all that were at
pretty much all like the high expensive shit. You knew exactly where they were in every
and so we told them
every
and
set.
Ever since then they've made sure to shuffle all their packs for every fucking
everything
set.
That's good.
That's also why a lot of LGSs won't let customers actually like grab
pick
the packs.
Yeah.
They'll pick it out for them, so it's like, oh, your lucky day, here's the right side of the pack. Oh, I hate you.
Oh, because fucking
left.
For Ken Cooley, man,
Ken Cooley,
give me pack 3, pack 6, and pack 8. And every time I got fucking...
I think 11, too. No, how many packs came in? I think it was like 10 or something like that.
16.
Yeah, 16.
That's another
like
game?
11. Yeah. Yeah. It was a game we played.
And, dude, every single time.
Yep.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Money.
Hmm. Where's all the money? 3, 8, and 11.
That's how I got my infinite value.
True.
For Weiss Schwartz.
He sure did.
Poor Biffo, man.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, like, I have empathy, you know, for my DJs, you know. I love all those guys.
Well, that's the thing. You guys, if you want to map your boxes, you can map your boxes, too.
Yep.
Well,
yep,
they're going to be with that. It's what you were just saying about the value thing. I was like, you know, I feel bad for them, but...
Yeah. Well, that's the value, and it's like, if you want to cheat the system or you don't want to get stopped, you want to stop being fucked by Watsy a little bit harder, you want to add some lube onto it, map your boxes. That way you get all the packs that are good.
Well,
look at
the mythic boxes. They're 1,000 fucking plus a box now. On eBay. If you want,
oh yeah, the 1,100 someone has screenshot. Yeah. Jesus Christ!
I mean, can you blame individuals? I go, well, you know, I guaranteed I'm getting one box. I already sold it, but you know what? I'm gonna cancel that motherfucker. Fuck that!
Cancel and relist. Who cares?
I'll fucking relist that bitch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit.
Because you, all
no
you have to do is
made.
Go look. I'm sorry. Watsy sent me an email.
So you can
hate
buy,
on me. Hate
you
on
can
me.
Buy,
anyone,
you can buy
yeah.
a War of the Spark box for 104, 109.
Yeah, that's easy.
So that means guaranteed list. Down south, 95
Someone
bucks.
Actually posted a War of the Spark booster box repack for
Bad
$32.
Bad boy, what did we tell you, dog?
$42.
$32.
What did we tell you, bad boy? You still doing it? You still fucking up?
Hey, you know that repack, all it is just fucking straight boo-boo, man.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go. We got MTG Japanese War of the Spark factory seal with alternate art planeswalkers. Last one for $230 right now.
Value.
Sorry, I'm not going to do that, man.
You're not dipping in?
You can buy the packs for $7 a piece.
Someone's selling like 6 for like 30 or something like that.
Jesus. Yeah, but I don't trust that shit, man.
Because they've been mapped already.
Yeah,
we already know this.
Yeah.
So those are the map packs. And
I would not buy fucking... I would not buy loose packs.
Yeah.
Hey, no, man, no. You want to buy this box? You sure you don't want to buy this box? It's coming from Japan. So you have to wait a whole month and a half for that bitch.
Yeah.
And also got to pay the fucking higher tariff, too. 50 yeah. bucks on top of it. Fuck you.
Fuck that shit.
No, what the fuck is this? Ravnica Allegiance Mythic Edition Planeswalker Packs Lottery.
Oh,
so it's the worst,
oh,
like, three?
It's
like
a raffle? It's a lottery. You buy fucking, you pay, and you get a chance to win that fucking pack, which he probably doesn't even have.
Sorry, you didn't get it.
Well, this is Ravnica Legion, so this one you can guarantee to have. It's not War of the Spark. It was War of the Spark. It
hey, guess what, man? I'm just going to tell you right now, you didn't win.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you do your playmat giveaways?
Speaking of playmats, man. So.
Oh, yeah. It's about fucking
We're going to be giving away a Snoop Dogg.
No,
demonic,
we're not. It's a lottery.
The chronic.
The
tutor
to
our Patreons, to our lovely Patreons, for you guys that give us money every month, we're gonna give you back something. We're gonna give you this
a chance to win.
Give you a chance to win.
Yeah. Hey, it's not gonna be like Watsy. You don't gotta go to eBay. You don't have to do anything. You just go to Patreon, man. For $1 or $5, you can become
a
DJ.
A
DJ. Yep. And
join the resistance.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and you get a fun little playmat.
You can.
Well, you don't get the playmat by giving us a dollar. You get a chance to win the playmat.
Yep. All you got to do is submit an email to biffomtg@gmail.com. Again,
after
biffomtg
you have
mtg@gmail.com.
What's the criteria that we're going to give this time around?
Parking lot?
For, well, it's parking lot's play mat. You got to do it. What do you mean?
Oh, it's my play mat.
No, they got to be the in-house right now.
You have to tell us why you deserve this play mat.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
That's all you got to do.
You could be one as word. Degenerate as you want to be.
It could be one word. It could be a sentence. It could be an essay. And I guarantee you, I'll read it. I will. Earl yep. Gray won't. I will.
Thank you.
Read it on the properly. Cast. On the cast for you guys. So everyone can know why you believe you deserve this playmat. Mm-hmm. And then we will select a winner randomly, of course. Not random. And whoever wins, we'll hit you up and then let you know if you want a Snoop
for you,
OG.
For you, generous, that means all new Patreons too can enter.
Yeah, all you gotta do is become
a
Patreon.
It's only Patreon.
Yeah, it's only Patreon.
It's only for Patreons, only guys. Patrons. So if you guys want shit like this, mm-hmm. we have some oversized cards that we're gonna be giving away and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely yeah. We'll definitely try to do a little more giveaway, especially for the Patreons.
This so. Thing's gonna go until June 6th.
Yeah.
So which is gonna be a Friday. Yeah, it's one month.
One whole month.
Man, because
a whole month.
We got to make sure that these D-gens have enough time to write out in crayon how much they want it.
Window lickers.
What's it? Okay. The honest reason why it's a month is because we want to give enough time to get as many patrons as
possible. Okay. Now we're really talking.
I want some good fucking stories
yeah,
as well.
I saw some good stories.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It ought to be fun. Every time we do these emails, however,
for this one, I don't think we had any multiples last time, but we won't be accepted. Your chance won't go high if you input multiple. If you want to input multiple, go for it, but just give us multiple stories in your or multiple your reasons.
Mm-hmm. Just give me the reason why you want this motherfucking playmat, man.
But yeah, just
tell me why you're a D-gen and why you need it.
Yeah. Tell us why you want it, why you deserve it, or I don't know how much what you'll do to us.
Also go check out our boys Brandon and Sean over Garbage Day.
Garbage. GarbageDayPodcast.com, Infowars.com, Planet Prison Planet.
Did you ever pay them back?
No, hell no. That's content. They should be playing me.
Yeah. They do B movies.
If they
really
would have gave 100%
severe B movies.
If they would have gave 100%
bro,
effort.
Bro, no one can give 100% effort to that fucking movie. That movie's bad, bro. That movie was fucking
horrid. Go check out their shit. Hey, leave a comment and also give them a 5-star review, man. It helps them move up on the ratings.
Don't forget
scale.
Us. Yeah, don't forget our reviews on
you
iTunes.
You can definitely leave us a review.
We know what people think of us already.
Yeah, we already got
that message. More.
Bro, that's what we should do. Who is it? Brandon? Is Brandon Wright that does the oversized shit? We should get him to make an oversized version of that fucking comment. It was just hanging in the background. That'd be fucking sick.
That would be tight. Yeah. That'd be new logo.
New logo.
That's the T-shirt right
that's
there.
That's the T-shirt. Yeah, yeah, that's the T-shirt.
Just that comment
just,
on the
just
T-shirt.
Right, just right there on my back.
All
right,
guys. We got Twitter. We got Facebook. We got Instagram. We got all that social media bullshit.
Yeah.
Other than that, this is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony. Holy shit, I actually said that one.
Parking lot.
Dancing wall.
President of the Commander Quarters Fan Club, Bippo.
Making my way through the hood, sipping this yak. Niggas about to get blown with the Mac. Black riding around the block with a Glock. Yo ass finna get shot. That's the silencer. That's the grenade launcher. I'm finna kill you. I'm finna drill you. And now you bleeding. They plague it. They plague it. When I shoot you in your neck, the noise gon' plague it. You know I will shoot you in your eye just so I can hear the plague. Making my way through the hood, sipping this yak. Niggas about to get blown with the Mac. Riding around the block with the Glock. Yo ass finna get shot. That's the silencer. That's the grenade launcher. I'm finna kill you. I'm finna drill you. And now you bleeding. They play it. They play it.